Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I just want to say, as we get rolling here this morning, thanks for giving me a reason to get up every morning. Not that I don't have a reason to get up every morning. I've been doing this. This is show number 2580. Hey, Vinny, figure that out for me. How many years is that? 2580. For 2580 days, shows, I've been getting up every morning at 5:30. I go to bed relatively early at night. If I see 10 o'clock, it's 4 in the morning. So I go to bed early. I get up early. I haven't watched Fox News in I don't know how long. I haven't watched TV. I never turn the TV on, ever. I'm on the computer a lot, constantly researching, doing stuff like that. 2,580 shows today. And I'm only able to do it because I know there's great fruit. I get amazed at the fruit. I don't want to come across. I'm not patting myself on the back, all right? Anything that's alive ought to be growing. It ought to be growing. And I look at what's going on. I look at the impact of changed lives in this queue, and it's unbelievable. Now, hang on. It isn't about me. I mean, oh, it is about me. I host it. I get it. But it's the truth that comes up here. Randy will pop in with some truth, and then Ray pops in with some truth, and then Mark Trump pops in with some truth, and then Betty pops in with some truth, and then Dave Allison pops in with some truth. And after the show's over, we just ruminate. It just ruminates over and over and over. And you know, the Bible says, not the Bible, the song said, somebody said, there's none so blind as he who will not see. And what happens here, every day, people's eyes begin to open. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And I was watching yesterday. I was basking in the afterglow of the election. And I went online and I watched some of the libtards. Hey, Spencer, pull up real quick. Reprobate. I watched the libtards. I watched all those people. First of all, there's not one honest news service in America. One of the things that happened, the people, they didn't get it. See, they didn't, the media, the prognosticators, the political class didn't get it. That more and more people were getting their information from podcasts. See, people aren't sitting in front of the TV all day watching CNN. Some are. People aren't sitting there and watching MSLSD. Some are, and you know who they are. You can recognize who they are. You remember when Walter Cronkite and Tom Brokenjaw, you remember when everybody sat at night and that's the way it is. It ain't like that anymore, friends. Now we're tuning in. We're hearing from Joe Rogan, and we're hearing, pick yours, whoever it is. And we all have favorites, but the reality of it is, see, that was Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment. If Donald Trump doesn't do anything else, he broke the mainstream media. He broke the mainstream media. You guys, if we could go back, if we did some research on, we go back and we would look. Remember Donald Trump showed up on the scene, and what did he begin to do? Immediately, what did he begin to do? He began to point the finger and say, fake news. You are fake news, fake news. Now, how many years ago was that? 8 years ago, 9 years ago? And why? He was telling people, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. That's fake. That's fake. That's fake. And then I noticed that the reason people are so heartsick, they believed fake news. The Democrat, they have, I don't want to use the term Democrats because some Republicans just as bad. It's like this. If you eat chili every day, you don't know what steak tastes like. You don't even recognize steak. And they get chilly and chilly and chilly and chilly and chilly and chilly, chilly and chilly and chilly for 5 years. And then all of a sudden a piece of steak shows up and they think it's weird. What, you eat that? You eat steak? And they're shocked to find out that over 60% of Americans, basically, who showed up at the polls, see things differently than what the media is trying to tell us. You tracking with me? And part of the reason is because, my opinion, we've allowed our children to be taught lies. I was looking all this morning. I don't know where I put it. That book, Live Not by Lies. Do you guys remember the day? Do you remember when Richard Nixon said, I'm not a liar? Remember that? Do you remember when the worst thing they could do to you was call you a liar? Remember that? Today, we wink and nod. We laugh at it. Well, they're lying. It's the government. They're lying. Oh, he's a politician. That lie. Friends, lying to the public from a person in a high political position should be automatic removal. Automatic removal if they lie. But someone said in the pre-show, that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind. Yeah, Janine, Clinton was impeached, yet lived out, huh? Clinton had sex in the White House with an intern and lied about it, and they know he lied about it, and there was no consequences to it. Now, hang on. Everybody lies about sex. Isn't that what they told us? I don't lie about sex. But what did they tell us? Ah, Bill Clinton, he's just out, he's getting his rocks off. Okay, everybody does that. Well, yeah, unless you're president of the United States and you put your hand on the Bible and swore an oath. And then you stand before the people and lie, it should have been immediate removal from office. And until we come back to that, both sides, until we come back to that. So a reprobate mind is not enduring proof or trial. Not of standard purity or fineness. Number two, abandoned in sin, lost to virtue or grace. They profess they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. Reprobate is a person abandoned to sin, lost to virtue and religion. To a reprobate, the verb is to approve with detestation or marks of extreme dislike. When it's reprobate, you can't even get near it. It expresses more than just disapproval or to disallow. In a mild sense, to abandon to wickedness and destruction, to abandon to his sentence without hope of pardon, drive him out to reprobated exile. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere today. You know this, don't you? The polls were wrong. And not only were the polls wrong, they knew they were wrong. They knew they were wrong. They were purposely wrong. Why were they purposely wrong? Because they wanted to deceive you. They were lying in the polls to make you think the race was closer than one. Do you know that he won all, what do they call them? States. Which states? What do they call those states? Battlegrounds. He won all the battleground states, and the media was telling you she was winning, right? Now, why was the media telling you she was winning? Because they're reprobate. They're of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. And until we come to the realization that you and I cannot walk hand in hand with liars, we're not going to get anywhere. I don't know about you. I don't put up with lying from my wife, and she doesn't put up with lying from me. But I'm going to tell you this. Look, you better hear me. We teach our children it's okay to lie. Somebody say amen. We teach our children it's okay to lie. Mm-hmm. Right? And we need to demand from our children and from ourselves, total honesty. We must begin to be honest with one another. We must demand honesty out of the people who represent us. And right now, they ain't honest and they don't care. The polls were wrong. They were wrong. And they knew it. They knew it. Now, why were the polls wrong? Well, they wanted to discourage the turnout, whatever. So I said to you the other day, let me get this off of me now that I'm awake after last night. There's the most unbelievable political transformation probably in the history of the United States happened this election. And if we can capitalize on it and understand it, it's not Republican. Donald Trump won the presidency not with Republican votes. I mean, he did. He did. But what did he win it with? Oh, they're making all they can't believe it. Hispanics are voting for him. Blacks are voting for him. They're dividing it down into little corners because there's a total, complete restructuring that's taking place. You know what that restructuring is? Even though people can't identify it, they are tired of liars. They're tired of liars. And they call Donald Trump a liar. So the left calls Trump a liar, and he probably does lie because we all lie, don't we? But you know what? They look at him and they said, you know what? Yeah, he does lie. He does lie, but not like those guys. Those guys over there tell me a boy can be a girl. Oh, yeah. So if we were to go down right now, if I got my book out, Live Not by Lies, we would be astonished of the lies that they are telling us every day, and we don't care. Hey, friends, we have to start caring. And let me tell you something else. We have to start caring in our churches. We have to begin when the pastor stands up in the pulpit and tells us we got to forgive everybody. No. Somebody needs to stand and say, excuse me, pastor. We need justice. We need mercy follows justice, pastor. Stop giving mercy before justice. They lied to us. They destroyed lies. Christ will forgive them, but we want justice. Anybody, you guys, you with me? And until we get to the point where people are afraid to lie, they're going to continue to lie. There's no consequence to lying. No consequence. There's no consequence to it. Pull up number two. Hey, pull up number one. Pull up number one for me. Fox News voters analysis. White men. 69% of white men, 60% of white men voted for Trump. White women, what's going on here? How come white women aren't voting the same way their husbands are? Huh? Black women, look at that. Look at black women, Latino men. You understand that they divide us into classes and then they feed us lies trying to get us that class. That's what they try to do, folks. They lie. They lie. And you know what the greatest lie is? You know why all those women, white women, where did I have that, sweetheart? Did you send me that email? I know you did. They appealed to women's right to murder a baby. Huh? Come on! That's what choice is. That's what choice is. Women's rights. Women's rights. Women's, no, come on, tell it what it is. Women have the same right as everybody else. They just want the right to murder their offspring. That's all. And we won't call it out, right? Why? Because we live by lies. We live by lies. We live by lies. What are we going to do about it, man? What are we going to do about it? We need to begin to demand of all of us, me, you, all of us, we need to begin to demand we tell one another the truth. And we have to stop being what they call politically correct. Politically correct. Do you know what Biden's, you know what, Kamala Harris's number one constituency was? Anybody know? When they break it down, you know what it was? Come on, somebody, come on. Huh? Yeah, you're right. Single white women. Can I tell you why single white women wanted Kamala Harris? Because they wanted to sleep around and not have to be responsible. Isn't it amazing? They call those women's rights. a woman, what kind of government grants to a woman the right to murder a baby? Lies. It's not a baby. It isn't prescient. It can't think. Lies. I got muted. Sorry. What we ought to do is we ought to go back and find out every woman that have an abortion, let her go sue the abortionist for lying to her about it, whether it was alive or not. We know it's alive. We know it's alive. And yet come on. Hang on with me. I got to ride this horse a little bit farther. Got to ride a little bit farther. We're winning, man. Everywhere you look, we're winning. I lost my thing. It's over here. Hang on a second. Reprobate mind. Reprobate mind in the church. Pull up number two. I'm with Steve Bannon. Now, hang on. Steve Bannon spent, 4 months in jail? I think it was 4 months. What did he spend 4 months in jail for? He wouldn't testify before Congress because he knows they're all lying scum. Said, I'd rather go to jail and do that. And I want you to listen to this about a minute, 30 seconds. I agree with Steve Bannon. I'm sorry. Sometimes I look in the camera. I have a screen up here, folks. That's why you see me looking up here so much. I'm not afraid to look in the eye. What's Steve Bannon have to say?
You stole the 2020 election. You've mocked and ridiculed and put people
in prison. Freeze it. Is there any doubt they stole the 2020 election? Any doubt at all? Anybody have any doubt at all? That we know, I saw this last night, that in the 2020 election, Biden, Trump got more votes, 90 million, I think it was. And Biden got just a few more, 91 million, let's say. 180 million votes. You know how many people showed up and voted? Not that. 20 million voters were missing this time. 20 million voters were missing this time. Where did they go? Well, the Republicans got smarter and didn't let them cheat quite as much. They closed the cheating door so they couldn't get away with it anymore. And so we know this. We've been going through 4 years of hell from a guy who lied his way into office. They cheated him into office. And nobody cares that they cheated, right? In fact, if proof were to come out, which it's already come out, if proof were to come out that the Democrats cheated Biden into office, how many people would say, that's it, I'm not going to be a Democrat anymore? They wouldn't. Why? Yeah, I don't care. They don't care about lying. They don't care. Start this guy again. They lied to us. All they freaking do is lie to us. Go ahead.
You stole the 2020 election. You've mocked and ridiculed and put people in prison and broken people's lives because you said this thing was stolen. This entire phony thing is getting swept out. Biden's getting swept out. Kamala Harris is getting swept out. MSNBC is getting swept out. The Justice Department's getting swept out. The FBI is getting swept out. You people suck, okay? And now you're going to pay the price for trying to destroy this country. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get to the bottom of where are the 600,000 votes. You manufactured them to steal this election from President Trump in 2020. And think where this country would be if we hadn't gone through the last 4 years of your madness, okay? You don't deserve any respect. You don't deserve any empathy. And you don't deserve any pity. And if anybody gives it to you, it's Donald J. Trump, because he's got a big heart and he's a good man. A good man that you're still going to try to put in prison on the 26th of this month. This is how much you people suck, okay? You've tried to destroy his business thing. And he came back. He came back in the greatest show of political courage, I think, in world history. Like Cincinnati's coming back from the plow. He's the American Cincinnatus. And what he has done is a profile in courage. We've had his back. But I got to tell you, he may be empathetic. He may have a kind heart. He may be a good man. But we're not. Okay? And you deserve, as Natalie Winters says, not retribution, justice. But you deserve what we call rough Roman justice, and we're prepared to give it to you. So,
anybody disagree with that? Is there a difference between justice and revenge? Right? Justice and revenge. Hey, folks, how many men and women died from the lies of COVID? How many men, people died? Are we just supposed to say, oh, well, that's just politics. That's just politics. Or should they be held to account? Should Anthony, what's his name? Fauci hang in downtown Washington, D.C. publicly? I believe he should. Should Bill Gates? I believe he should. Should Nancy Pelosi? I believe she should. Huh? There's a difference between being a doctor and being deceived by the medical information being passed down to you. But why didn't Paul Gosson get deceived? Why didn't Sherry Tenpenny get deceived? Why didn't, I can list a 20. Why? Why did some doctors get deceived? Well, was it because they were willing to live by lies? They didn't care that a lie. They just wanted more money. They wanted to keep their jobs. Lie, lie, lie. I'm about done. Hang on. How about this one? I don't know if it's true or not. Pull up number 8. I don't know if it's true. Report, Hal Turner. Obama fled the United States late last night. If you were him, would you? If you were Barack Obama, the gig is up. There's a single report from an elected official in New Jersey claiming both Barack and his wife fled the United States last night about 10 o'clock. Another contact I spoke with told me that Obama reportedly owns a home in the country of Dubai, and the country reportedly does not have an extradition treaty with the United States. Second source just said Obama's purchased that home in Bahrain, no extradition treaty. So the facts are murky right now, endeavoring to confirm or prove. Huh? Folks, should he hang if what they say is true? Should he hang? If Barack Obama has been secretly president of the United States behind the scenes for 4 years, should he hang? How about the people that knew that he was? Should they hang? See, we don't like this, do we? We don't like justice. We don't like it. But justice is a great deterrent. I'm an old football coach, right? Guy doesn't play right? Go run laps. Immediate justice. Immediate. Hey, you screwed up. I forgive you. Go run a mile. Talk to me when you get back. Mercy follows justice. So you did that wrong. You pay the price. Then we forgive you. But we don't forgive you if you haven't paid a price. Anybody with me? Huh? This is so basic and so simple. And the only reason that Jesus Christ can forgive us is because he paid a price he didn't owe. But he paid a price. Mercy didn't follow him. He covered mercy with, he covered justice with mercy. He died for it. Somebody died. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. You sin, you die, baby. That's what the law says. Unfortunately, Christians don't believe that. Hang on, I see the hands coming up. Hang on. It's been 23 minutes. I see it. Good analysis. Pull this up. I didn't number it. No. Yeah. Be ready for anything. That's another good one. The very first thing, good analysis. No. Is that what I gave you? Are you kidding? Oh my goodness. Why does this stuff happen to me? I'm going to find it. So here's where we are. Oh, I got to find that. I'll dig it out here in a minute. Yeah, should I do that, Lord? Should I do that one? I'm talking to myself. Pull up. I'm sorry. Bear with me. I got a lot of things here. I want them to make sense to you, okay? Pull up number three. I don't know how many of you saw this last night. This was 3 a.m. at Trump headquarters. 3 a.m. This is for all of you who are too holy and righteous to vote for Trump, because I'm telling you, it isn't about Trump. Go ahead. God has always used imperfect men. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand that what you just saw there? Put that back up there. You just saw MAGA. It ain't Trump. It isn't Trump. It's who he represents. The people who are behind him. MAGA. There it is. What are they calling you? What are they calling us? Insurrectionists, and they think we're weirdos. That's him. That's Trump. He's our champion. How about David? How pure was David? Huh? How pure was Dave, King David? I'm not comparing him to King David. Can I tell you why Trump had to do it? Because the other Christian men won't. Other Christian men won't.
Amen.
So God went out and found somebody who would. And he wasn't righteous enough for all of us. And now these people standing there, they feel they have a voice in their government. It's profound. Some of you still don't get it. It's profound. What we see going on in front of us is the reshaping of the American political scene. We'll never see it. Republican, you come on now. Come on now. When did the Democratic Party really come into existence? Who really put the spit and fire into the Democratic Party? Does anybody know who it was? Come on. Come on. Come on. It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the Depression when he opened up the government coffers to take care of the people. And the Democratic Party people ran unions, became the party of the little guy, and all that kind of stuff, right? And we grew up, I grew up, my dad, a union Democrat all through forever and ever. Folks, this ain't your dad's Democratic Party. It is not your father's Democratic Party, right? It's not. Shake your head. It's Luciferian. The Democratic Party is satanic. Hang on a minute. I know I'm all over the place today. I got to get this out of me. Pull up number 5 and put it at 1.5 speed. Hey, friends, you looking at me? I ain't a Republican. I just voted Republican. I ain't a Republican. I'm a MAGA. I'm a MAGA. And if the American church would understand and see what is before us and understand that the American church could be MAGA. But you guys standing in the pulpit tell you they're going to mix religion and politics, and therefore half the people sitting in the pew, they don't even know. They don't even know who to vote for. They're confused. The pastor tells them, well, vote the Bible. Hell, they don't even read the Bible. They don't even know what's in the Bible. This is pretty powerful. I won't show all of it. This is pretty good. It's 14 minutes. Put it at 1.5 speed. The satanic occult is not a conspiracy anymore. Watch before this is deleted. Hey, friends. Listen to me. The Democratic Party, demon, demon, demon. Hang on. The Republicans, just the alternative. They ain't any better. They've been infiltrated just the same. they've been infiltrated just the same. But there is something, God is forming something out of MAGA. Both. I hear Brett say it all the time. Brett Bull all the time. That we're uniting in the middle. We're uniting. Hey, hey, are you looking at me? You're not far right. They just tell you that you are. You understand that? Do you ever hear them call, what's that, Black Joy, whatever? You ever, Whoopi, you ever hear them call her far left? See, they've made far left normal. And so if you want to stand up and protect babies, you're far right. They control it all. The mind control is everywhere. Why? Because Satan is at the head of it. Go ahead and play this.
I won't play it all. It's a sinister and destructive group, a demonic death cult, heavily influenced by Satan himself. Satan is here. He controls and manipulates this world, filled with great wrath, because he knows his time is short. In these last days, before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that Satan will exercise his authority, demons will abound from all over the world, grotesqueries will increase, and Satanism will be embraced by many. And supporting the Democrats means endorsing a platform founded on principles that many believe are contrary to God's will. This is what Satan wants: the alteration of human bodies, the abortion of pregnancies, and the inappropriate exposure of children to sexual events. This represents their critical agenda and what they aim to promote. They openly acknowledge having abortion clinics near the Democratic Convention. This reflects their true nature. It's the most extreme political party in our nation's history. I find it hard to understand how someone who identifies as a Christian could support a party that endorses values that God hates. You have both the duty and the opportunity to vote for the option that most effectively counters Satanism. It's essential to recognize that no candidate in this election is perfect. Both are sinners. However, one of the options offers a significantly greater chance of protecting life and supporting the family structure than the other. Not participating in elections is a missed opportunity to honor the sacrifices made by those who gave their lives for our nation, granting us the freedoms we enjoy today. It also signifies a neglect of our duty to maintain justice and integrity as Christians in our society. For now, you're supporting a candidate representing what is just in our country. However, our trust shouldn't be placed in a political party, as their influence in the White House is inferior to the authority of Jesus Christ. The spread of the gospel doesn't depend on who holds the presidency. It's essential to recognize that Christianity tends to increase and reach its greatest extent in countries where believers face the most persecution, rather than in those with the most significant religious freedoms. Our society is deteriorating because we are experiencing God's judgment due to our abandonment of our faith in God. If you desire political change, witnessing a spiritual revival first is more important, not vice versa. Political reform isn't a prerequisite for a spiritual awakening. When individuals claim, if we can just elect this person, then a spiritual revival will occur in our country, they're mistaken. That's not the way it functions, and it never has been. We must raise our voices against the injustices of our time, but it's important not to view the mission field as an adversary. You can address policies, highlight critical issues, and condemn the atrocities of abortion, but we need to have compassion for others. It's easy to get worked up on social media and retreat into a comfortable environment, but that's not the purpose of your presence here. If you fail to grasp this, you might miss your calling as a Christian. If people recognize you more for your political affiliation than your faith in Christ, your priorities are misaligned. I encourage you to vote, as it's not a tough choice for me. Remember, our true hope doesn't rest on who holds political office. Engage with the Bible. It will endure as long as the church persists.
Okay. Put it in the chat. It's good. Prevail. It's good. It's good. Folks, we will not make America great again if we don't put Christ at the center of it. And the one trumpeting it and leading it should be the churches directing people back to Christ and his laws. And the church is missing in action. Things are changing now. Oh, things are. It's all over me today. Come on in, Jack. Come on, Jack.
One brave congressman stood up and yelled, "Obama, you're a liar!" And
that's right. That's right.
Everybody in the whole thing excoriated him. He was out.
And he
of
was
line.
A liar. He was a liar. He was a liar. See, today they'd say, "Well, you're being judgmental. Who are you to judge, Jack, huh?" He's freaking lying. He's a liar. Come on, man. Craig.
Well, Coach, Spencer, you got those two things pulled up from 727? Okay. There's two links. The New York Post. Okay. So when Joe Biden is leaving his Delaware office, a car hits his Secret Service. That's him right there. And it gets a big bang. He's looking in this dazed look, right? What, right there. See that? They're looking. They're like, "Oh, my goodness. Hey, we better get you in there, Mr. President." He's walking out of his campaign headquarters. All right. Can you click to the Liberty Action link? You need to write this in your news reviews. Do you know what that is, Coach? Remember that?
It's the White House.
Yeah. Do you see that Liberty Action Network?
Yep.
Do you remember praying that?
I do.
Do you see the date on that?
I do.
December 17th. Can you scroll down? Look at what the picture is that we put on there. Okay, right there. Pray against us, against the Biden White House and the New World Order. Reading 8 days of Psalms over the White House. Keep going down. Keep going down. There you go, right there. Do you see that's the propheticness? That was the propheticness. And that's when Pam and I, we went down on December 17th, 10 minutes after we put our foot on the ground and we're praying and walking over the White House, that accident occurred in Delaware. So I'm going to quote something that Southwest Radio Ministry says, God is on the throne and prayer still changes things. And the 11 days that we prayed that Ray LeBronc and others across this nation gave us what we have. And Past the Salt Ministries is part of this. And the Liberty Action Network is part of this. I mean, that's the video that you play after the game. Remember, you used to go over your game videos?
Yep.
Okay. There you go. So that is proof. Wow. In my opinion, that's proof.
Wow. Good one, Craig. Good catch. Huh? We just go do it. We don't expect results, do we? Huh? January 20th, Roger. It's always January 20th. In fact, somebody, well, I won't say it. Ooh, I think I caught my tongue on that one. Gino, then Judd.
I was just contemplating, you know, you came back with the subject a while back about supernatural. Do we believe in that?
No.
You know, that's the thing. But anyway, I was believing some things, like I didn't think we was going to have an election, because I thought some things were going to happen. But I stopped and started asking God and praying and says, God, what's going on? Then I read the story about Christ feeding the 5,000. Then I asked, did Christ feed the 5,000? No, he blessed the food and then he gave it to the disciples. And they fed the 5,000. And then why did they go pick up 12 baskets of fragments? What were the fragments? It's all the false doctrine that's going to come out of it after Christ gave us the message. Because man puts their own input into it.
They sure do, man. Huh? They build whole denominations off of it, brother. That's for sure. Good catch, Gene. Judd.
Yeah, Coach, this is fabulous stuff. As we look into the symbolism, you know, everything's right there in plain sight for people to see. The question is do people see it with their eye? And that is I think those with the Holy Spirit begin to see it when they ask to receive that. Yes, but as we look at this, what occurred that night, and I tell people this, Craig mentioned it and saw it, you know, Donald Trump on the 5th of November, which was yesterday, but the previous night at midnight, he spoke in Van Andel Arena. You know, Spencer, if you want to pull up the address to just Google Van Andel Arena. And you look at the address to the arena. And so when people understand this, the symbolism, the location, the geographical geopoint, longitude and latitude, it'll blow your mind, because what we're dealing with is we're not dealing with the normal world. We're now intercrossing the spiritual world. So the Van Andel Arena actually sits at the address. The address is 13 Van Andel Arena. So when you understand that, what are we actually dealing with? It's just Van Andel Arena, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You don't need to bring it up. Not a big deal. But for those who want to understand the symbolism here, that is the 13. So the address is 13. And so what happened that night spiritually, you know, those are the bloodlines. And so as you understand the bloodlines, the reason why the address is 13 is one of the 13 bloodlines. Scroll down to the address there. You have an address? 13 Fullerton Street. So Van Andels are one of the 13 bloodlines. They're involved in all this stuff. Those are the fallen angels. The reason why he started the address at 0017 hours military time was that it was victory over these bloodlines. Are you guys catching this?
Mm-hmm.
And so he spiked the ball in their end zone, literally in their own arena, to tell them that they're done. And when you start to understand what happened there is you're going, okay, wow. So what now, what transpired? That's phase one. Phase one, he won the election. He proved that everyone is a liar. He's proving to the CIA, Mockingbird Media, that they're a liar. And so now as the world is starting to wake up to the lies that these guys have performed, you got to go, okay, that's phase one. So, okay, now he's won the election. This isn't over yet. We still got phase two. Phase two is going to have to go to. Yep. Phase two is going to have to go to January the 6th. Then you're going to have probably phase three between January 6th and the 20th again. And then I believe phase four is probably going to go between January the 20th to March, mid-March, and then July. But what's that phase two? Okay, so now you got, he's now cruising the ship, which says he owns the Senate and he owns the Congress now. Not true. What do we have to do now? The objective of we the people, God's people, now they have to clean the swamp. So the GOP, those Masons that are in that GOP, they're all sitting there going, hey, we got a free pass now. We're jumping on the Trump train. We're going to love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
they hate Trump. And they hate Trump.
They absolutely hate him. And so now you've got these things in place. So these next days are going to be very painful because now they're going to go, okay, who's still on the swamp bandwagon of the military-industrial complex of Gerald Ford and this 13 bloodline that he just showed you? The significance is very clear because now they got to pull them out by the roots. And now we have to go, okay, there should be a new election to put Congress and Senate back in if they're going to clean this uniparty Mason UN controlled capital. And that's the topic there, is that piece. That's the hidden part that people don't know about, because these people have sold out to the UN still. But the New World Order has been stopped by Donald Trump's actions of waking up this network, because people like Coach have become, they're part of the digital warriors group, because they're, what they're doing is they bypass the media. And they're now telling you guys truth, to where now the people are educating themselves on God's word. And but they have an army of people that are there helping build this movement, which is beautiful. And so this next phase, guys, is going to be critically important as to those who see what's happening and the action that still needed to be taking place. So there's a little bit of a victory.
The mainstream media complex could not deliver victory.
Exactly.
The
beachhead has been taken. But now the group and the people have to circle around and say, hey, they got to connect. And now they got to go take the actual island. And so to understand this whole process, it's all phases, but it's absolutely beautiful. So that GOP Republican Party, watch out, guys.
That baby's gone, man. That baby's gone. Praise the name of the Lord. By the way, hey, Spencer, I just sent you one. Pull it up. Pull it up, what I just sent you, brother. This is what I was looking for. This is Steve Bannon. Scroll down. We ain't won yet, okay? This is good, man. Mike Davis, go ahead, please.
Let's go to Mike Davis, the Viceroy. Mike, I noticed this morning, and it's not that I don't want to start off in a chipper mood, okay, because we won. But, you know, the war room's got to be the realist here about what, because they're beavering away 24/7 to destroy this country. So overnight, we get the lectures, right? And so, and even Morning Joe, they're going to be nice. They're going to be nice for a couple of hours because they have to, because they got beaten so badly. But then all of a sudden, Cheney, all of them are out there. You know, we have to defend democracy. We have to have guardrails. They're lecturing us already about how President Trump has to comport himself and how his administration has to
be nice.
Itself. Yeah. Am I inaccurate?
Be nice.
Mike,
or you across the aisle. Yeah, yeah.
You're always right, Steve. And I would say this, after these Democrats tried to bankrupt, imprison, take off the ballot, and take off Trump's head, I think the American people delivered their verdict last night, and it was an overwhelming victory for President Trump. It's an overwhelming victory for his America First agenda. We're going to pick up several Senate seats. We're going to pick up several House seats, as Alex DeGrasse from Elise Stefanik's office just laid out. I think we can tell these Democrats to stuff it. It is Trump's agenda now, and we're going to enact that agenda on behalf of the American people who put President Trump back in office. And that means there are going to be serious reforms to our intel communities and law enforcement agencies, because they have been politicized and weaponized against Trump, his top aides like you, Steve, who went to prison, Peter Navarro, who went to prison, his January 6 supporters who were politically persecuted, according to the Supreme Court's Fisher decision. They sicked the FBI after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes and bathrooms. They even went after pro-life Christians. A 75-year-old Christian woman gets sent to prison for praying at an abortion clinic while they give amnesty to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, every scumbag Biden that took over $20 million from our worst enemies, BLM, Antifa, Hamas, Planned Parenthood, activists, trans terrorists. There is going to be a reckoning on January 20th. At noon, because we are going to fix our broken justice system. And that means, Jack Smith, buddy, you're gone. Your office is gone. So is Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney who politically persecuted these January 6th defendants. You're gone. So is your January 6th unit. The Chris Wray, you're gone. The FBI director. There must be serious reforms at the Justice Department, and there must be accountability. So this politicized and weaponized justice system that started under Obama and Biden with Crossfire Hurricane and has continued to this day, this is an ongoing criminal conspiracy, and there must be severe political, legal, and financial consequences. Nobody is above the law, so lawyer up.
Mike,
Dave. Boom! Okay, boom on that one, right? Anybody disagree with that? I got to do one more. I got to pat myself. George, I'll get you, Randy, just a second. I got to pat myself on the back, okay? Pull up number six for me. Pull up number six. I want to pat myself on the back as a prognosticator. There is such a thing. When did I write this? October 18th. How long ago would that have been? 3 weeks ago? Huh? What did I say? Real men would never vote for Kamala Harris. Did I say that or not? Huh? Yeah. For the most part, women operate out of their emotions. Many times the decisions they make are based on feelings rather than facts. Scroll down a little bit. God made him that way. I married a woman, blah, 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 blah. But unlike SCOTUS judge, blah, blah, blah. So right there, I know. Unless the election is rigged, Kamala, she will never be elected. The average bud drinker will in no way pull the lever for that airhead. Somebody say, Coach, boom, 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 right?
Boom, we boom, all boom, up with it. Boom, we Coach. Had it boom, boom.
Women in authority suck the testosterone right out of young boys. 5 decades of any hint of masculinity was opposed in America's woman-dominated educational system. Little boys leaking manhood in public schools were targeted with Ritalin. Manhood became a sickness. For decades, our culture has been feminized to the point that most discriminated group in America today is white males. Trust me, the real men in America, in no way will they vote for Kamala Harris. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Trump won by even more. Oh, don't think there wasn't cheating. There was all kinds of cheating that took place. It was the most overwhelming rising up of God-fearing men in the history of America. Don't believe it otherwise. Randy, come on in.
Boom, 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 Coach. You did. You're on target, Coach. I will confirm that. I'm not a yes man, but I will confirm when someone is right. You're right on. Coach, I want to go back. I want to say this. Jack has exactly right, Coach. This is the open door for the we the people to go in and take authority and change it all. It's time. And if we don't we have to do it.
Will the Trump administration welcome Christians in?
That's what we're going to find out, Coach. Yep. We're going to find out. These guys are going to they're opening the door. A lot of them see the problem. They see it. But, Coach, I think we have some of the answers to fix it. And we need to step in and fill the spot, fill the void. But, Coach, I want to go back real quick to the lies, okay? Romans 1, when you was on a roll and on the lie, Coach, why do they believe the lie? And then Romans 1, 25, Coach, it says those who exchange the truth of God for the lie.
Yep.
Okay? There's the temptation to get it out of order, and that's what people have done. There's more. You get more if you believe a lie than if you stand for the truth.
Because they serve themselves
in the short run. Right,
they serve themselves. Those who change the truth of God and worship and serve themselves.
Amen, Coach. And then the other verse I want to throw in there, and you all study this, and you can understand why people go to a lie and what his God says when they do it. And then actually the other one is Revelation 22:15. And Coach, it says, whoever loves and practices a lie, they are outside the walls of the city. They are outside the kingdom. So, Coach, that's a principle that we're not waiting on that in the future. You don't have to. You can see the principles of God in this.
Revelation 22.
When you go with those who lie, Coach, when you go with them, when you vote for them, when you endorse them, you are outside the walls of God's kingdom. You can't
Or without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. They're outside, baby. They're outside the kingdom, Randy. Good catch, man. Oh, my goodness, huh? Oh, my goodness. See, we don't even understand the kingdom. The Christians don't even understand the kingdom. Oh, my goodness. Roger.
Dave, real quick, anybody on the queue, where did the 16 to 20 million votes go? Because, see, it multiplied on both sides for 2020. You know, the Republicans were up around 80 million. Biden was up. In one of the most marketed elections, you would think our numbers would be up. Does anybody have a realistic comment? Judah, maybe you do. Where did those votes, those couldn't have been just all illegal fabricated votes 4 years ago, were they?
Yes. Why couldn't they have been?
Were. Yeah, but they
did. They hauled in truckloads of them. They brought in truckloads of them.
Well, that was the CIA. And the military industrial complex's inflation of numbers.
Well, were Trump's 80 million legit and then they brought in 15 million to beat him?
Yes.
So his vote count was legit is what we may be thinking.
Well, let's say it's even 10 million inflated. He had 70 million, right? That would have won today.
So they brought in 2020 10 million votes, let's say, or 15 to defeat him.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can buy that. That makes
Roger, because of COVID. You understand the connection? COVID enabled them to do that.
Mail-in ballots.
Mail-in ballots that came in were processed in China.
One of the things we have to do, folks, we have to go back. We need to start now, really. Go back to in-person, same-day paper ballots. We have the ability to do that now. We need to do that. We need to do it.
Hey, Coach, isn't that George what Dr. Frank, isn't that what Dr. Frank and Corsi told us? I mean, you had them on your show. I mean, they showed us how they did it. That's they just didn't prevail this time. That's all. I mean, it's they need to be on this one. They need to go look at this one and give it. That's you need to have them on the show after that.
We can't go back to sleep. We've got to re-engage here. George Howard, come on in.
I was going to say what Judah was saying earlier. I think the Brunson case still has to probably come into play because, you know, you still had the politicians that were still corrupt before. And just because he comes in, you can't change.
And they're not keeping their oath, right?
They have to go.
They violated their oath. They violated their oath. They should be punished for violating their oath. That's right. Should all be thrown out. Robert, come on in. Got to unmute, Robert. Angie.
Good morning. So, yeah, just to piggyback off of what Roger said, you're correct that it was the era of COVID, but you've got to understand these new Dominion machines are Wi-Fi capable. So they can digitally manipulate in the millions and millions of data that they want to be able to get the results they want.
That's why I didn't realize it till now. That's why they wanted early voting. They wanted early voting in so that they couldn't manipulate it as much. I didn't understand that at all. Now they know how many had already been voted. They couldn't show the people at the polls showing up in support. They couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Robert, still, if you want to unmute. Adam.
Morning, Coach. If these people tell us and show us right out in broad daylight who they follow. They put out a commercial telling women to lie to their husbands. Yep. They push things that were already proved to be lies, like this, you know, Trump promoting, Project 2025 and all this other stuff.
Trump wanted to shoot Cheney.
Yeah. I mean, it's they lie so much that they, even after they lose, you would think that they would be humbled a little bit, but they haven't been.
They're reprobate. They're reprobate, right?
Yep.
They're reprobate. Clint.
In Fulton County in 2020, they have film of a box truck pulling up after the water main break and they throwed everybody out. There's a box truck that came in and they brought ballots in saying it was from drop boxes. ballots on hand trucks. I mean, you know, that's the way they won Georgia. And they were going to save Georgia in case Kamala was close in Chatham County, which is Savannah. And they were going to do the same thing there, but it was such a blowout they didn't need it. I'm convinced of that because at midnight, Chatham County hadn't counted but about 20% of their vote.
Wow. Jack. Robert's up. Go, Robert. You had it. Unmute, Robert. Jack. I feel like a band director here. Go, Jack. Robert, somebody go. Go, Robert. He keeps blinking in and out.
All right, coach, let me jump in, okay? So,
yeah,
same day voting, paper ballots, hand counts. You got to do hand counts with representatives from each side. You got two people. Yes, that's a vote for so-and-so. No, that's not a vote for so-and-so. You can't have the counting machines anymore.
Early voting violates the Constitution. Early voting, we have election day.
That's right.
Amen. Jack.
Well, coach, they'll come out with the excuse saying, oh, well, we can't. There's so many more people voting. We can't get them all counted. We'll hire more people to count the votes.
If they can't get to the damn polls, they don't deserve to vote. Go ahead, Jack. Amen. They can get to McDonald's. They can get to the porn shop. They can get to the welfare office. Go ahead, Jack.
The businesses now are actually letting their employees off early to go vote. My daughter was let out at 2 o'clock so she could go vote.
Make it a national holiday. Make it a national holiday. Joanne, quickly. Go, Joanne.
Yes, I think they ought to make the voting stop at midnight and no further.
Well, who's they? They's us. They is us. We got to make it happen, right? We got to get involved. Man, oh, man. Hey, folks, it's just beginning. The work is just beginning. Woo! We can save it. We can save it for our kids. God bless you. See you tomorrow.